Return to Ithaca by Glyn Iliff. Read by Charles Armstrong for Saga Egmont. Return to Ithaca by Glyn Iliff. Book 1. Prologue. Ogygia. Odysseus sat staring into the darkness. The beach was pale, and the starlight gleamed on the black sea. The soothing rush of the breakers encouraged sleep, but he resisted the heaviness in his eyelids and threw another piece of driftwood onto the fire. A puff of orange sparks flew up into the blackness. She'd not come for 2 nights now. Sometimes she would not come for a whole week, but that was rare. She never left Ogygia, the island of which they were the only occupants, so he did not know where she went on those days. But she would come tonight. He felt the dread of her in his bones. He ran his hand through his hair and scratched at his bearded cheeks in an effort to keep himself awake. Slumping back onto his elbows, he stared up at the stars and picked out the great constellations. Boots the ploughman, pushing the great plough. The Seven Sisters and Orion, slain by Artemis for becoming the lover of immortal dawn. He seemed to remember that they'd been different once, in the world that he'd come from. But that had been a lifetime ago, and the memory of it faded a little more with each passing day. He fought the closing of his eyelids and tried to sit up again, but dropped back onto the goatskin that served as his bed. Then, as his eyes closed and he began to sink into unconsciousness, he sensed her.
Odysseus.
The fire shrank back like a cowed dog, its heat swept away by a breath of cold air. He sat up and pulled a burning log from the flames, holding it before him like a sword. Calypso stood at the edge of the ring of firelight, the sea breeze blowing strands of her blonde hair across her face and pressing her dress against her body. She was beautiful, even in the darkness, and her laugh was light and deceptively childlike.
Odysseus, my love.
She waved her hand and the flaming brand was extinguished. He threw it at her with a grunt, but she was gone. Leave me alone, he shouted.
Why?
She asked. He twisted round to see her standing behind him.
Why do you resist? Am I not pleasing to look at? Does my love-making not satisfy you?
I know it does. She unslipped the cord from around her waist and shrugged off her garment. It fell around her feet like a shadow, and she stepped from it, her naked skin orange in the firelight. Though she was older than the mountains of Ogygia, her body had never known the corruption of old age. Shamelessly she stood before him, savouring the feel of his gaze on her flesh. She held a hand towards him.
Come, Odysseus, sleep with me.
He looked at her with hate-filled eyes, as a prisoner stares at his jailer, knowing that her control over him was very nearly absolute. She was a demigoddess, a powerful seductress who'd used her sexuality to expunge his memories of home and family, erasing everything he loved, and had fought for until only an instinct remained. And she would not be happy until even that was taken from him. He pulled away from her, mutely shaking his head.
I command you, she insisted, her eyes flashing red. The god sent you to me. You are mine to do with as I please.
I don't belong to you. Calypso's eyes narrowed, and with a snap of her fingers she was gone. Odysseus turned, looking for her in the shadows.
I don't want you, he shouted after her, his voice falling flat in the darkness.
But I want you.
The fire leapt up suddenly and went out. Startled, he fell backwards onto the sand. A spectre of grey smoke trailed up from the ashes, but instead of being carried away by the breeze, it drifted towards him, thickening into the shape of Calypso. She crouched before his open legs, smiling lustfully.
You are mine, Odysseus. You cannot escape Ogygia, and you cannot escape me.
As quick as a snake, she gripped his knees and forced them apart. He tried to pull away, but her strength was irresistible. She lowered her lips to his right thigh and kissed it gently, before running the tip of her tongue up the long white scar he'd been given by a boar when he was a boy. But the woman before him now was more dangerous than any boar. With a playful laugh, she slid her hand down to his genitals.
Still don't want me? She asked. Something tells me you're lying.
You're not her, he hissed, trying to twist away from her hold on his legs. You never will be.
Who, Odysseus? Who? Do you even remember her name?
Calypso pulled herself on.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?